Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, August 18. Coming up, written submissions invited on proposed plastic ban, game bird hunting season begins, and Agriculture Minister lauds predator larceny prevention unit. The news in detail after this message.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity from our own resources. Already, 16% of our electricity generating capacity in Jamaica comes from the sun, wind, and our rivers, with more coming all the time. The more energy we produce from our own natural resources, the less we depend on imported oil. Energy Vision 2030, clean, sustainable energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The public is being invited to make written submissions on a parliamentary motion for a ban on specific types of plastic packaging materials and styrofoam. Chairman of the Multi-Stakeholder Working Group on Plastic Packaging Materials, Dr. Paris Liu Ayi Jr., says the written responses will assist the group to formulate a substantive and balanced position on the use of the materials and their contribution to the buildup of solid waste.
I want to get more examples in terms of your interaction with styrofoam. Is it that you live near a gully that is chock full of styrofoam? Or is it that you are a producer of styrofoam? Or you are a cookshop person that needs the cheap material to sell your food to make a living?
Dr. Liu Ayi was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Persons may email their written submissions to info@recyclingpartnersja.com. The deadline is Friday, August 25. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, is urging member states of the International Seabed Authority, ISA, who are in arrears with their annual contributions to the body's voluntary trust fund, to bring the payments up to date quickly. The fund was established to cover the cost of participation of members of the Legal and Technical Commission and the Finance Committee from developing countries. Speaking at the 23rd session of the ISA at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston early this week, Mrs. Johnson-Smith says the organization needs to be adequately financed in order to undertake regular capacity-building activities, including workshops and internships in member states.
Several countries, including some in our region, are in arrears with their annual contributions for periods in excess of 2 years. We urge states' parties, therefore, to fulfill their obligations to the authority as soon as possible.
The authority, which is headquartered at the Jamaica Conference Center, is the body through which state parties to the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea organize and control activities in the ocean. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is warning persons to be on the lookout for illegal hunting activities in their communities. This as the annual game bird hunting season is set to get underway this weekend. The season will open on Saturday, August 19, and close on Sunday, September 24. Fauna coordinator at NEPA, Ricardo Miller, says individuals can be imprisoned or fined up to $100,000 for shooting protected birds or hunting without a license.
If you decide to go contrary to the law and you're held, you will be charged. And the breaches can be hunting the wrong bird, hunting a protected bird, hunting in a game reserve, hunting more than the number of birds you're allowed to hunt.
Prospective hunters are being advised to obtain a license at a cost of $20,000 from the agency or authorized vendors. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda, has lauded the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit for its quick action, which resulted in the arrest of 4 men and the closure of an illegal slaughterhouse in St. Andrew last weekend. Over 2,000 pounds of uninspected meat were also seized in the raid. In a recent press release, Minister Samuda said the action of the police has made a major dent in the illegal meat trade and sends a strong signal that Predator Larceny will not be tolerated. The minister also urged consumers to purchase meat and other commodities only from individuals who are appropriately licensed in accordance with the Public Health Act and other regulations. It is a requirement under law that all meats must be inspected, stamped, and passed as fit for human consumption prior to being sold or consumed. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.